The first question will ask voters if they approve borrowing nearly $52 million for renovation and expansion work at four local schools. The second question is whether to spend nearly $4 million to acquire an early learning center. Eau Claire School Board President Carol Craig says the district is outgrowing its current facilities, and things like boilers and ventilation systems are in need of replacement.
We have deferred taking money and investing in capital maintenance for a long time because the state budget has been decreasing and decreasing and decreasing. And the board's decision and priority had been to make sure that our programs are solvent. But we also need now to ask the community, what are we going to do about the buildings? We've deferred long enough.
But despite the hefty price tag, Craig says property taxes will not increase. She says the district is close to paying off existing debt from previous referenda, and borrowing new will keep tax rolls at the same rate.
What we're doing right now is not going to increase taxes. It's going to maintain stability in our school district.
But Eau Claire resident and school board write-in candidate Dave Westrate is concerned about taking on new debt.
I believe there is a problem that has to be addressed about the facilities, but I'm not convinced that giving this school board at this time an additional $56 million of borrowed money is the best way to fix this problem.
A similar referendum to exceed spending limits by $21 million failed in 2007, but school board president Craig says the district has done a better job informing voters of the need of this spending than in the past. In Eau Claire, Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.